Okay, today's daf is daf Pei Tes Masechas Adarim, as we close in the third to last blot in Masechas Adarim, as we continue Perek Ve'ilin Adarim, which is all about Hafara. Okay, Bezer, tomorrow is a regular daf, regular time. Purim morning daf is at 7:15. Next door. Tomorrow is regular daf, and Tainus Esther, and Friday it'll be 7:15 with an 8 o'clock Shacharis. Okay, says the Mishnah. Pei Ches Amabes. V'neder almana ugrusha yakum aleha. If you look in Parshas Matos, there is no such pasuk. So you have to put in a few two dots in between some of these words. V'neder almana ugrusha dot dot dot. When almana or a grusha, a woman who was not married, makes a neder, so then there's no way for her to get out of that neder. She's like a man, yakum aleha. We mentioned, if you remember, at the beginning of the parak, we mentioned the machshava thought of Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, who talks about how there are more loopholes and halachic ways to get out, built-in loopholes, not in a bad way, loopholes for women to get out of their nadarim, because they're the akaras habayis, they're the ones who create the avira, the environment of the house, and therefore we have to make sure that even b'shas kasa, if she says something, she is able to get out of it, but Almanu Grusha, there is no bias there right now. She's not directly connected as much, and therefore there is no flexibility that she has based on that idea of Hirsch. But either way, the Mishnah says Almanu Grusha cannot. There is no way for her to get out of her neder. The Ram points out Minanisuin. If it was Minha Erisin, if a woman was only Nisares and then divorced, then she goes back. If she is still a Nara, she goes back to her father's house. Discussion whether the father has full power anymore or partial power, but either way, there is some power. So Pashtus, let's say the Mishnah is talking about a case of Almana Vagirishim Minha Nisuin. So then she is totally alone, halachically. As we're going to see in the next Mishnah, there's a concept called Yisoma B'chaye Ha'av, even if her father might be alive. But halachically, she's called the Yisoma, an orphan, because she's not in the Rishus of the father. That could be either because there was Nisuin, or because she's older, she's a Bulgaris, as we'll see. She's 12 and a half or up, she's also out of the Rishus of her father. But either way, that's the case of the Mishnah, that if a woman is an Almana or a Grusha, the Pasuk says, Yakum Aleha, the Nedarim will be Chal. But asks the Ran, or the Ran just points out, the Pasuk can't be talking about the Pshuto, that she's an Almana or a Grusha, because, of course, who's going to be made for it? Who's going to be made for it? She's in her own Rishus, that she has no husband. So that's why the Mishnah explains that really it's talking about a different case, not pshuto shamikra, but the following case. And what's the case that the pasuk is being mechadesh? Amra hareini nazira la'achar shloshim yom. She makes a nazir. She says, as we know, the pasuk says ish o isha. A woman can be a nazir just like a man can be a nazir. So a man or a woman says, I want to be a nazir in 30 days from now. She says it when she's single. She's single. She's not married. And she says, I'm going to be a nazir in 30 days. But 2 weeks later, she knows she's going out with a guy. She knows she's going to get engaged and married within a month. So maybe she had a month. You know what? I'm going to do it for a month. So when the chalos haneder kicks in, I'm going to be married. Little does she know that the Mishnah says that you go by the Zman Amira. You don't go by the Zman HaChalos. And therefore, since the woman made the neder at the time when she was not married, so that's what the pasuk is being mechadesh. That even though the Chalos HaNeder is later when she's married already, it doesn't matter. There is no ability to be made for the neder because you go after, as the Ran says, second to last line of the Ran, at the end, to Basar Amira Azlinan. Basar Amira Azlinan, you go after Amira. And therefore, the husband, the future husband, cannot be made for the neder. This is called made for bekodmin, trying to be made for a neder that was existent prior to the nisuin, and he has no power to do that. A baal is not made for bekodmin. The Shalmi Nadarim points out that if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Ksubis, the same pasuk is used to teach me something else. Here, this pasuk, the Mishnah learns this pasuk to teach me, right? Neder amon agusha yakum aleha, to teach me that if she makes a neder la'achar zman, after 30 days, so then you go by Shas Amira, and it can't be Mefer. But if you look at Maseches Ksubis, the same pasuk is used to teach me, Masar Ha'av L'Shluchei Habao. Let's say we know the husband gives over his daughter to the shluchim that were sent out by the husband, and then she was going to travel back. The husband didn't come all the way, but he got shluchim. So the halach is that she's already nichnas l'rishus habaal once she goes into the shlichim of the baal. If the father or the father shluchim go along with the shluchim of the husband, then the nisuin has not occurred yet. But once the mesira, once there has been transfer of rishus into the shluchim of the baal, so then the nisuin is done. And the Gemara there says she can no longer be choseres lebeis aviha. once she's been nimsara l'shluchei habaal, and then let's say divorce or death occurs, and she also goes back to her father, it's tough luck. A nisuin has already occurred, and therefore the husband cannot be mefer. That's what it means. Neder amano grusha, she's already an amano grusha, yakum. That's it, it's finished. So ask the Shalmei Nedarim, how can you learn two things from the same pasuk? In our Mishnah, what do you learn? If the woman makes a neder, la'achar zman, and now she's not married, in the future she is married, so then he cannot be made for it. But the Mishnah Gemara in Ksubis learns out a different halacha from the same pasuk. What halacha? That after the kala is given to the shluchei habal, he can no longer be made for it, even if death or divorce occurs and she goes back to her father's house. So the Shidduch Kubetzes here says, our Mishnah's lav dafka. It's not really a drasha. So it's a pasuk. It's like, we're going to talk about this pasuk a little bit. But it's not really a hardcore drasha from the pasuk. But the Shalmei Nedarim says, no, a little deeper. Both halachos are really from the same root. This pasuk is teaching me, you might think that in certain cases, the father still has power. Or the husband still has power. And you know what? He doesn't. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. The Mishnah is teaching me that in various cases, you could have a case where you think there could be afara powers and there aren't. I'll give you two examples, said the Shalmei Nedarim. Our Mishnah, she makes a neder l'achar zman. So you might think the chalosa neder, she's married. No, tough luck. There can't be afara there. Earlier, the case in Ksubis. What does the case say? Masar l'shluchei habal. The shluchei habal now have her. So you might think she didn't get to the husband yet, so she can go back to the father. Kamash v'la no, that also is called an isuin and she cannot be chozer. So the Shalmei Nedarim says, it looks like two different things on the surface, but really, it's the same halacha that the bezeh katzav ha-shmeidu sheich stadin lomar sheheila amano grusha hafara v'kamash v'la no. That's the chiddush. The chiddush is that in certain cases which look like she should be able to go back to her husband, to her father, kamash v'lan, hafara cannot occur. One other ha'ara, and then we'll move on. The Machane Ephraim here, usually we have the questions of the Machane Ephraim. For this one, somehow it got lost. But we have the answers, so we can basically figure out the question. So the Machane Ephraim says that in this type of case, or in any case, any type of neder, l'achar zman, let's say I make a neder today that I'm going to eat pizza in 2 weeks from Wednesday. Make a neder, eat pizza 2 weeks from Wednesday. So says the Machane Ephraim, you can't be chozer bo from a neder l'achar zman. Let's say I want to retract my neder. You can't. There's something called hataras adarim. But to be chozer bo, you can't. Unlike gemaras we've had in Maseches Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, let's say I want to marry you in 30 days from now. Not my achshav. In 30 days from now. So a person can be chozer bo, the Gemara says. You can retract. It didn't happen yet. So you can retract. But by a neder, you cannot retract. Dema inyin kiddushin l'nedarim. Din nedarim shiny. The neder kabbalah leva chayv l'kayim diburo. Right? He quotes a couple of rayas to this. He quotes even a Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira, the following, Parachav Beis. V'din hektish v'din aniyim v'din hanedarim eino kiddin ha-hediot b'kiniyaso. If you're maknish something or you're making neder, it's not like regular kinyanim by a hediot. She'ilu amar adam kol masha teileid behemti yehei hektish l'bedek abayis. Let's say I have a pregnant animal. And I say, whatever my animal has is going to be hektish. Oh, yehei asur alai. Or it's going to be asur to me. I make a neder, it's going to be asur. Oh, et nedel etztaka. Afal pi she'eno miskadesh lefi she'eno ba'olam. It's not kadosh yet, because it's davar shelo ba'olam. But harei zechayiv l'kayim diburo. Shneamar kachol yosei mipiv yaseh. Sounds like from the Rambam, you can't be chozer bo. Even though it's not chal yet. Davar shelo ba'olam. But by hektish and by neder, it's chal, it kicks in terms of not being able to be chozer bo, even though it's not really chal till later. That's the Machane Ephraim. Says the Shlomo Zalman, that fits in beautifully to this Gemara. Because what is this Gemara emphasizing? What's the important moment in the neder, when you have a neder l'achar zman? When you say it. When you say it or when it kicks in. So what does our Gemara say? When you say it, that's what determines if she's married or not, or other circumstances. That fits in very well if there's some teeth to her Amira. So according to the Machane Ephraim, it's beautiful. There is teeth to her Amira. She can't be chozer bo. By Kiddush, she can be chozer bo, but by neder, she cannot be chozer bo. So that explains very well, gives teeth to the Amira. He does say at the end, if she makes a modah, if anybody makes a modah before the neder, then you can't be chozer bo. Meaning if I go to you and say, you know what I'm going to say about an hour is all for show. I don't mean it. I just want it to be in the papers. I want everybody to think of a great tzaddik. I'm going to make a neder. They're going to give it to Hektish. But if you say, so if you give a modah beforehand, so then it's not going to be a problem. You can't be chozer bo. Okay. So that is Rishlomo Zalman's application of the Machane Ephraim's Kiddush to our Mishnah. So let's move on. So the Mishnah says, if a woman makes a neder to be a Nazira after 30 days, even though she gets married, by the time the Chalosa neder kicks in, still the husband cannot be made for it because you go by Shas Amira. Second case, Nadra v'hibur Shas Habaal. What if she makes a neder when she's married to kick in after 30 days, and after 30 days, she's not married anymore? Meifrla, so what is that? Another very precious about Meifrla. So what is that case? That if she makes another one, she's precious about, she can be Meifr. Again, it can't be talking about the Pashtus, because that's the first Pasuk in the Torah. She's precious about. Ketzad, what's the Chiddush case? Amra, Hareini Nizira la'achar la'amid. I want to be a Nizira after 30 days. Afal Pishin is Almana on his Garsha b'toch la'amid. Even though by the time the Nizirus kicks in, she's not married anymore. Hareiza Mufar. Still, on Yom Shamo, as long as the father slash husband hears about it, he can be made for it. And therefore, I'm sorry. So the question is, what if he only hears about it after divorce? What if he only hears about it after divorce? That's a question. Meaning a husband's married, and then she divorces his wife, and then 2 weeks later he finds out that she made a neder. Is that Yom Shamo? Yeah?
No, I was
going to
ask another question. What do you mean, how does he know he's
going to
die?
He doesn't know he's going to die. So the case is that the chiddush is the pashas of the case is that he's made for b'yom shamo while they're still married. But you might think that you go by chalos haneder. By chalos haneder, they're not married.
It turns out that they're not married.
Still, you could be made for it because you go by the moment of the neder. Case number two. Case number three. Nodra bo bayom, v'nizgarsha bo bayom, echzir bo bayom. A lot of mazel tovs ends that day. Right? She makes a neder that day. She gets divorced that day. She gets remarried that day. To the same person, Hechzir bo bayom. The Ran adds in that the first marriage also occurred that day. Marriage, divorce, marriage. Right? Let's say it this way. Marriage, neder, divorce, marriage. Says the Ran in that case, and he was not made for it beforehand, so Ein Yachal Hafer, cannot be made for it. Cannot be made for it anymore. Right? We had a Gemara earlier, whether the Gerushin itself is like a Kiyum, or is it like a Shtika. That was the Gemara we had earlier. The Rush here quotes that Gemara. We had it earlier. The Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amid quotes the Gemara we had earlier. But either way, so once the marriage is finished, you can't be mefer on something that happened in the previous marriage. Zehaklal, kol sheyatzeh l'rishus atzma sha'achas. Once she leaves the rishus of her husband, einu yachal hafer, he can no longer be mefer. What did that last line including? The Gemara will explain. The Ran also, though, emphasizes that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that even if she was married today the first time, meaning today there was marriage, divorce, marriage, even that case, he can't be mefer. What's the chiddush? The Ran doesn't explain. He just says, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even if she got married the first time today. So some of the Acharonim explain, even though she started off today in the reshus of her father. Reshus of her father. Meaning, there was hafara capabilities there. And at the end of the day, let's say she was married, and then she got divorced, and then she's disaris again. So now she's an heiress, so the father's out of the picture because she already had an Nisuin, but maybe you might have thought she started off the day of the versus of the father, now he's an heiress, maybe there could be some type of teamwork, kamash malon. But the Ran says that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even if bo bayom, today's the day that she left the versus of the father. Okay, Gemara. Says the Gemara Tanya, the Brisa says, almana ugrusha, sha'amra hareini nazira l'kisha enasei v'niseis. Again, cases of delayed chalos naziris. An almana or a grusha says, I'm a nazira when I get married. Again, not specifically a time period like the Mishnah says, but in an event-driven naziris. I will be a nazira when I get married. And maybe she's trying to try to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she really wants to get married. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give me a chassan, I'm going to be a nazira. I'm going to be a nazira when I get married. And wonderful, she finds her shidduch v'niseis. The question is, I don't know if she told her husband or not about this Naziris, but Rabbi Shmuel Amar Yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says he can be made for it. Why? Rabbi Shmuel argues on our Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says you go by the Chalos HaNeder. You go by the Chalos HaNeder, but the Chalos HaNeder, she's married. She's married, so therefore the husband can be made for the Neder. Rabbi Akiva Omer, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, as we'll see, Pashtus, Lo Yafer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he cannot be made for it because when she said it, the Shas Amira, she was not married, and therefore cannot be made for. V'simana Yileli. What does that mean? Simani Yaleli. So the Mefarish explains. It's just a mnemonic to remember who says what here. And that is, in the machlokas that we just had, Rabbi Yishmael says Yafer, Rabbi Kiva says Lo Yafer, Yud Lamed. The next one we're about to have, Rabbi Yishmael says Lo Yafer, Rabbi Kiva says Yafer. So you have to remember, number one, that Rabbi Yishmael always comes first. Rishmal and Rabbi Akiva. And number two, that's the order. Yafer, lo yafer, lo yafer, yafer. So that's just a mnemonic to help remember. So the next case is the opposite. Eishes ish sha'amra, a married woman who says, Hareini nazira l'kesha esgaresh v'nisgarsha. A married woman that says, I want to be a nazira when I am divorced. And then she gets divorced. So again, so now what do you go by? So Rabbi Yishmael Omer lo yafer cannot be made for it there. Because again, you go by Shas Chalos. Shas Chalos, she's divorced already. So therefore, he cannot be made for it. Rabbi Akiva Omer yafer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, he can be made for it because you go by Shas, you go by Shas Amir. Okay. The interesting, I saw in one of the Achronim, the Biri Hadaf, he quotes, same would apply, what if she makes a neder when she is a na'ara to be chal when she is a bogaris? We know a na'ara, 12 to 12 and a half, she's in Rishus of the father. Bagris, as we'll see in the next mishnah, she leaves the Rishus of the father. It's the same kind of machlokas would apply. Hu adinim amra na'ara samach labagris, harei alai lachar shloshim yom, ba'as yeh bogaris, tali adavim machlokas v'mishol rari akiva. They would argue about the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel would say, in that case, he cannot be made for the father, because you go by Shas Chalos HaNeder, while Rabbi Akiva would say, no, you go by Shas Amira, and he would be able to be made for. But the Ran earlier, not here, but on Daf Pei, quotes this Gemara, and asks for 1 minute. We know that you can only be made for a Neder that is one of two categories, right? Made Olaveina, and that's, you can be, the husband can be made for at least partially, until the relationship ceases, or inui nefesh. If you have a neder that's not chal yet, so which is it? How can you make for it yet? It's not being olavena, it's not inui nefesh yet. Nothing happened yet. So the answer on why should that power exist? Why should that power exist? It's the Ran on Daf Pei, yeah?
It will be chal one day,
and
then it will be.
It will be chal, so be chal when it's inui nefesh. How can you call it an inui nefesh neder yet?
You have Yom
Shem O
rule.
You have Yom Shem O rule. So it's like you don't have any other choice.
Right.
So let's see what the Ran says. The Ran says, on Daf Pei, I'm going to look at Daf Pei, the second to last medium line on Daf Pei. The Ran here has an important Chiddush. Second to last medium line on Daf Pei. Oh, it's in that Chalek. The Kasha, try not to go back further than the Darm. Some of us have, some have non-Mechulik Gemaras. Okay, Amid Aleph. Pei Amid Aleph, second to last skinny line, medium line. The Ikasha, Hada Daniel Kamon, Eishes Isha Amar Harid in Israel, Kisha Esgarish. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yafer, Mishum Desfir Le Debal Mefer, Afo Pisha Lochala Neder. Rabbi Kiva says, Be Mefer, even though the Neder isn't Chal yet, he can be made for it, the Amai. Ha ha, Samakati, Leslo, Lotsar, Edi Nefesh, Veles Banami, Mishum Dvarbe Nolavena. There's no Tsar yet. There's no Tsar yet. There's no Edi Nefesh yet. There's no Be Nolavena. So why should he be able to be made for it? Lav Kushi, not a problem. The Hasam Lav Bidida Kai Lihinotsel me Inu Nefesh. Right now there is a situation where Inu Nefesh issues are out of her control. Once that exists, it's already called Inu Nefesh. You don't actually need the Inu Nefesh. You need the fact that Inu Nefesh is out of her control. Right now he could divorce her, and then it's gonna be tough luck on her. The Dilma Magarish Labaila. Right, so that's why it's going to be a problem and called Inu Nefesh. That's in contrast to the Gemara we had there, where there was a nether about washing, not washing, where it was still in her control. That's why it was not called Inu Nefesh yet. But here, even though it's not Inu Nefesh per se, the Inui hasn't started yet, but now the Inui could start at any moment if the husband divorces her, and that's why the husband could already be made for it. It's even more of a positive that you just said, there's no prayer if she doesn't do it today. No, I guess the answer to your Shiloh would be, let's call that Yom Shamo. Let's call that Yom Shamo later on. But the answer is this even more. Even if you call that Yom Shamo, still you'd be able to be made for it right now. Okay. So Machlokas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel, whether you go by Shas Chalos or you go by Shas Amira. In our Mishnah, right, and the Halakha L'maisa, we go by Shas Amira. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Now the Gemara quotes is based on Psukim. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Harei Yomer V'Neder Amana Ugrusha V'Gomer. The neder is, what the word neder in the Torah appears next to almana ugrusha. So we darshan, asha yehe neder b'shas almanas v'gerishin. So that's a remez that the neder goes by when she is an almana ugrusha. The chalos ha-neder, asha yehe. Until the chalos ha-neder is b'shas almanas v'gerishin. Rabbi Akiva savar no. Harei yu omer, kol asher asra al nafsha. Anything that she asers on her soul. Achihe isure neder b'shas almanus v'gerishin. You go by when she asers. When she asers the neder, that determines whether she's an almanu ugrusha at that moment. So it's based on psukim. The Chassam Sofer here says, lulei demistafina. You don't think this is like such a scary Gemara. But lulei demistafina, if I weren't scared, I would give the following pshat. Which is the more pashut shita, would you say? If you had to choose, should you go by Shas Chalosa Neder or Shas Amira? What would you say to go by? What makes more sense? What makes more sense to determine, you know, what's the... The other can be made for it if he's married when the Neder is said or in effect. What would you say? What would you say? Chalos! Lachor, you would say Chalos! The Chalos and Neder. Who cares when she says it? It's not going to mean anything to me for 3 years. I'm a Nazir in 4 years from now. So I'll worry about it in 4 years from now. Says the Chasam Sofer. Misvara, you should say that goes by the Shas Chalos. So says the Chasam Sofer, you can't say Rabbi Shmuel really based on a Pasuk. He doesn't need a Pasuk. It's a Svar Pshuta. The only reason he says the Pasuk is to counter Rabbi Akiva's interpretation of the Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel really is based on Svar, even though we don't pass like Rabbi Shmuel. Said Lulu de Mustafina, Hava Amina, the Rabbi Shmuel, Belishum Kranami, Misvaras Lina Basakalos Aneder. Does he get created the Baal? What's the reason that Hazak can be made for? We've had it back on Daf Ayin Gimel. Call Hano Deris, all that's Baili no Deris. So who cares when she says it? He's only interested in when it affects him, when it affects her. So Rabbi Shmuel is really based on a Svara. Avo Ba'amira Belichalos Mayich Maslei. Who cares? Like we had earlier, he quotes Iran on Daf Pei Dalet, to Bechol Makam Azina Basa Chalos Bishum Lashem Bnei Adam. Lashem Bnei Adam, you go by when it occurs. V'hachanami, you have to say it goes on when the Chalos is really the Iker. What's the Pasuk for? Just to say to Rabbi Akiva, don't bring me any eyes from Sukkim. Because I can interpret the Pasuk just as well according to my Shita as your Shita. But really, my Shita is based on a Svara. What about Rabbi Akiva? So that Rabbi Akiva is saying, Zeris HaKasuf. I know it's a svar, but Xeris HaKasuf, what can I do? And we pass on like Xeris HaKasuf. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Nami, Iker Kro, Vodilahacha, Vidrasha Dahasam, Inim Mukrakas. Okay. But it's an important Chasam Sofe that really Misvara, Rishmal's right. And the Torah comes along and tells me, Xeris HaKasuf, that you don't follow the Chalos. Okay, but it's a machlokas here that we have. Continues the Gemara, Amar Rav Chizda, Masisa Rabbi Akiva. Our mission is like Rabbi Akiva, that you go by Shas Amira. Abaya Amar, no. Abaya says there's a way to fit in Rabbi Shmuel into our Mishnah. Afilu Tamer Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Shmuel, who says that if a woman makes a neder, that she should be a nazira upon divorce or upon marriage, there Rabbi Shmuel says you go by Shas Chalos, maybe he could admit in our Mishnah that by a nazira, after 30 days, you go by Shas Amira. Why? Masnisin Talya Nafshe Biyome. Our Mishnah, she is Tola herself on pure days. The next four words are put later, according to the Bach. Let's read it like the Bach does. Shalmi Yomi Velo Nisgarsha. Shalmi Yomi Velo Bisnasva. In the case of our Mishnah, it's possible that in 30 days from now, her status will not have changed. It's very possible. She just said, I should be a Nazir within 30 days from now. It could be it won't change. If it could be that it won't change, Rabbi Shmuel would agree that there's power to that Amira. If when she makes a neder, it could very well be that today, and when the neder is chal, is going to be the same, she's going to be in the same status. Married, not married. So then Rabbi Shmuel would agree that there's power to that Amira. Because you can already forecast the chalos and neder now. There's not going to be any change. So you can connect the chalos to the Amiras. That's why the Amiras could have power, and you can go by the Shas Amira. But, now go back to the four words that we skipped. Bryce Atalia Nafsha Benisuin. Inherently, the nedarim of I'll be in a zero when I'm divorced, when I get married. So she's dafka saying the chalos should happen after some major life-changing event. So there you, if you're weighing verse, one versus the other, chalos is more important. So that's why Rabbi Shmuel says you go by the chalos in the Braisa, even though in the Mishnah he could agree that you go by the Amira. You can look at the Ran, what I just said, it's like right across, it's in the middle of the skinny lines, he says Hilkach is the first word on the line. The Ran says Hilkach, Kivan Shi'i Efshar La Amiras Haneder, the Chalos Haneder Shi'i Bishus Echad, in the Braisa, where it's impossible that the Amira and the Chalos are going to be in the same type of existence, Sphir Le Rabbi Shmuel does, Lina Basa Chalos Haneder, like the Chasam Sofer says, you go after the Chalos. Avol Masnisan, but in the Mishnah, Tolo Ta'inav Shalabi Yomi, it's only on days. And it's very possible the Efshar de Shomu Yomi Velo Minsava, Shomu Yomi Velo Migersha, the Nimsa Tehe Amira Saneda Vachalos Ebrishas Echad. It's very possible that the Amira and the Chalos will be in the same type of existence. Afilu Shekshinishtana Rishus and Genesis, even if it does change, it doesn't matter, because the determination is made at the moment that she makes the nether. Skipping two lines. Kibin Shepet Chiloso Hayeroi Haneder Lachul, Paosa Rishus Shahaya Bishas Amira. Fine, and then the Ran says, by the way, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva. That's not Rabbi Akiva over Rabbi Yishmael. Good. Back to the Gemara. Last two lines of the Gemara. There should be a two dots here. We've asked before, who put the two dots in? And who then did not put the two dots in? When did they come in? To look back at the earlier Gemaras. But the Gemara here should have a two dots, because the Gemara is going on the Zehaklal in our Mishnah. What is the Zehaklal in our Mishnah coming to include? Or exclude? What did the Zehaklal in our Mishnah say? Once she goes into her Rishus, her own Rishus for a moment, the father cannot be made for it anymore. And there is, though, the Mishnah, the Gemara says, another Zehaklal in Ksubis. There's an opposite Zehaklal in Ksubis. The Zehaklal in Ksubis is quoted here, the Ran quotes it. Zehaklal, look in the first wide line of the Ran. Zehaklal, kosha lo yatza, the Rishus, atzma shahachas, aviyu ba'la mifinu dereha. As long as she's not left the Rishus of the father and the husband, they can still be made for the Nadar. So you have opposite lines of Zehaklal on the Mishnah. Here, Zehaklal is, if she goes into her own Rishus for a second, she's in her own Rishus. The other Zehaklal in Ksubis, as long as she has not gone into her own Rishus for a second, the Baal and the Av can still be made for. So what are each of these Zehaklals including or excluding? So says the Gemara, Zehaklal Diktoni Gabi Nara Hamal Rasa, the Zehaklal in Perak Nara Hamal Rasa, right in the fifth Perak over there in Ksubis, La Asuye, where the Mishnah there says that one, if she's still in the Rishus, she has not left the Rishus yet. So what's that including? La Asuye, the following case. Halacha Av im Shluchei HaBaal. If the father does not give his daughter over to the shlichim of the Baal, but he goes along for the ride, he goes along, travels with them. Osha halchu shluchei avo shluchei Baal, im shluchei Baal, or the shluchim go along, binara hamorasa, davio Baal mefina dareha. So in that case, she is not married yet. She has not gone exclusively to the husband or to the rishus of the husband or to the shlichim of the husband. So therefore, the father, she's still arusa, and therefore the father still has power. The father and the husband can be made for the nadarim. That's what Zehaklal is including there. Zehaklal de Tony Gabi Velo Nadarim. What is our Zehaklal including? La Asuye Masar Ha'av L'Shluche Habal Osha Masar Shluche Av L'Shluche Habal. Our case is including where there was a full Masira, that the father or the father Shluchim gave the daughter over to the Shluchim of the husband. And in that case, she is called an Asua, and the father cannot be Mefer anymore. She'ena Baal Mefer Bekodman. The Baal can't be Mefer any Nadarim from beforehand, but now the Baal, Lachora, can be Mefer Nadarim. So that's what Zehaklal is including here. Once she's giving over, once she comes to the husband's house, fine. It's obvious. But even before that, even after the Mesira is done, and she is in the Shluchim of the husband, that also is enough. There is, though, a major Machlokas we've shown him here. How far do we understand this idea? She's given over to the shlichim of the husband, right? So that's the case. We know that the father's now out of the picture. Could the husband now be mefer alone nadarim that she makes on her way home? Now, the shlichim of the Baal have her. The father went home. The shlichim of the father went home. Now she's in the reshus of the shlichim of the husband. So the Gemara says that's knisa l'reshuso. So the pashtus is, and this is what the Ran says right here, this Ran says, she is now as if she's in the husband's reshus. So as if she's home. And he can be mefer nadarim exclusively. Look what the Ran says. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sixth medium line of the Ran. The havi lahach mesira kinisuin. It's as if she's married already. Shehabal mefer benadarim shetador minisuin ve'eluch. Avod adarim shenadar kvar, he can't. But this time period, when she's given over, she's in reshus of the shluchei Abal, she's married. She's married in hafar sadarim. The Tur argues. The Tur is in Reish Lamadalid, quotes, Masra ha'av o shluchav l'shluchei habal. What does the Torah say? Yotza me rishus ha'av. She's left rishus ha'av, meaning the father can no longer be mefer. Umihu ein habal mefer la ashetikanes l'chuppah. But the Baal still does not have exclusive rights. So if you think about it, it's fascinating. There's a limbo period between the time when they have joint jurisdiction and when the husband has his exclusive jurisdiction. Right? During Shas Erisin, the father and the husband. Right now, during Mesira, the father can't and the husband can't. Unbelievable. And then when she gets home and has Nisuin, real Nisuin, so then the Baal can be Mefer. Unbelievable. So the Torah says, our Gemara is only La'inyan, the father's out of the picture, not that the husband is in the picture. That's what the Torah says. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. Shulchan Aruch has been Reish Lamadalid and Sif Ches quotes two days, and now we know what these days are. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Halacha avo shluchavim shluchei habal lahaviyah lo lachnisa lachupa, if the shluchim of the father are still there, adayim b'shoshneim lahafara. But masr ha'avo shluchav l'shluchei habal, yotzisa mirushus ha'av. First day, Shach explains, and the Baal can be made for it himself. The Yesh Omrim, to become makom, ain't a Baal made for lachidunas lachupa. Tour. Right? It doesn't count. So the Taz says the Torah is just a chumra ba'alma. What do you mean? It's Masira l'chupa. The Mishnah says it's like chupa. It's chumra ba'alma. Because you're worried about simpon, worried about maybe she'll find a mum and the kedushin will be nekar. But either way, it's not me'ikar adin. But pashtus, right? The Shulchan Aruch quotes two days here. How far does Masira le shluchei habal, how far does that care? If you remember back from Daf Beis in Maseches Ksubis, or maybe not that far back, Daf Nun Zayin in Maseches Ksubis. You don't have to worry that far back. In the Mems, that's not so far. Not so far back. It's only one Masechta. In the Nuns there, I forgot exactly which Daf we discussed it. We discussed what the Shitas are for Chuppah. What the Shitas are for Chuppah. We know Kedushin. Kedushin is clear. Kesar Shtar Bia. Mishnah Kedushin. It's amazing. Rav Rosenzweig once made the Ha'ara. It's amazing that Chazal don't tell us Beferish what Chuppah is. They tell us what Kedushin is. There must be a message there. Just tell, what's Nisuin? There's no Gemara, that's it clearly. This is Nisuin. Bishlosha drachim ha'isha niseis. Doesn't say that. Ha'isha nikis bishlosha drachim. Very clear. Nisuin, there doesn't say, therefore there are five different shitas. And we try to do all of them, says the Rama. One of the more famous shitas is the shitas Aramba. The Rambam says, chuppah is yichud haroi labiya. Yichud haroi labiya. The yichud room, according to the Rambam, is a form of chuppah. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Ishus, Arusa Asur Labaila Medivari Sofim calls Manshiba Besavia. Arusa is Asur Labaila. And the Rambam says, the Yichud Ze, Hu Hanikra Knisa Lachuppah, the Hu Hanikra Nisuin Bechol Makom. Yichud is the Chuppah. Kiva Shenichmas Arusa Lachuppah, Harezu Muteris Lo, Lava Ole, Becholisha Yirtse, Vareza Kisha Gemur Lachol Davar. Aval Im Haisa Nida, says the Rambam, Chuppas Nida. Even though they had nichnasa to the physical chuppah, v'nisyached ima, and they had yichud, lo gomru hanisuin. Interesting lashon. The nisuin is not complete. It sounds like something happens, but it's not complete. V'hari hi ki arusa adayin. The ambiguous k, right? She's like an arusa. The Rambam is saying somehow that a chuppas nida is not a complete nisuin. And later on he says this in a number of places. But that is the Shitas HaRambam. Again, and that is why, only according to the Rambam, most other Rishonim do not agree with the Rambam. Most other Rishonim say a chuppas nida can be a full chuppah because chuppah is defined differently. The Ran on Daf Aleph in the Daf Arif in Maseches Ksubis says chuppah is kenisas hakala l'rishus habal. Kenisa l'rishuso. One of his big rayas, not quoted there, but quoted elsewhere, one of his big rayas is this case that we just read. This case is really a Mishnah Ksubas and Daf Mem Ches, Masra L'Shluchei Habal. So what does it say? Harei Nichnas L'Rishus Habal L'Nisuin. That's the language of the Mishnah there. So the Ran says, nothing to do with Chuppah, Nubiyah there, Yichud. It's Kenisa L'Rishuso. Kenisa L'Rishuso, this case here, this is one of the rayas, the Ran quotes. Kenisa L'Rishuscha, that's the Iker Shita of chuppah. There are others. There are other shitas that are quoted of what is chuppah. I'll just mention two others. Let me just find them here. Have it here in this packet. The Sefer HaManig quotes, right? Not such a well-known Rishon. He quotes, Al kein minag tsarfas u provence laseis mapa tsevua barosh shnehem. Putting a type of cloth on the top of both of them. Zecher l'prisas hakanef sheporis kanav bigdo aleha. Symbolizing the husband's taking over the wife and she's nichnas to his rishus. Right? This is the source of the minhag of the yekis. Put the talus over the chasen and the kala. That's in the Sefer HaManig. Other Rishonim quotes, other ideas, maybe bringing, connected to the Ran's idea, Kinesel or Shuso, there's a minhag that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, of the chasen buying for buying symbolically the catering hall. Because you need Kinesel or Shuso. This is my Rishus. Right? The symbolic canopy, that's Makam Yuchad, that's another Shita, but the Aruch HaShulchan quotes in Hilchas Kiddushin. Ma'amidan ha'chuba b'chaser beis ha'knesses. The chuba is in the chaser, the chaser beis ha'knesses. It's a separate topic of a shir, doing a wedding in a shul. But he says, chaser beis ha'knesses, shu makom shel ha'kahal, u b'shas ha'chuba, das ha'kal wa'haknos karkazu l'chasen ze. Kemo esrog shel ha'kal. Just like if you have one esrog for a shul, the das is, when you pass it around the shul, it's yours for this time, because that's milachem. So just like the das of the call is to give the esrog to everybody, the das of the call is that you own this piece of land for when you get married. Today's your day. So that's based on this Ran's shita that based on the Ran Shita that the Knisa L'Rishuso is Chuppah. Again, let's continue now. If we have time at the end, maybe we'll talk a little more about the Shita Saramba. But again, that's why a Chuppah Snida, according to Rov Rishonim, they're fully married. It's very disappointing. It's very emotionally difficult. And the Masada, nobody has to know about it besides the Masada Kedushin. The Eidim don't have to know about it. You hide a certain age kid in the room, and you know the Masada Kedushin can check the room. The Eidim don't have to check the room. You say, trust me, I checked it, and then nobody else has to know about it. It can be very private. But obviously, we try to encourage. Say, basically, they're married. They're married according to almost everybody, except the Rambam. They're not fully married. According to everybody else, they're married. Okay, says the Mishnah. Teishan Aris. Nine Aris. Nidrehan Kayamin. There are nine cases of a Nara whose Nadarim are Mekuyim. The Rush here points out that not all these cases are about a Nara. Nara is Lav Dafka. The Tosas Rid says it's just to be Lafuke Katana. We're not talking about Katanas here. Katanas can't make Nadarim. Nara and Bogaris, as we'll see. There are nine cases. The Gemara, as we'll see in a minute, is going to explain that it really is three categories. Shalosh Shehin Teisha. Right, it's three that are really nine. But the reason that the Mishnah says all nine, even though not all of them have a Chiddush connected to them, is just as the language quoted in the Ran, on the first wide line, L'chadid b'henes ha-talmidim. It's just to be mechadid. There are going to be three categories of cases. Some of them are going to be repeats, some of them are not going to be chidushim, some of them are going to be pashit, but it's just to be mechadid to keep the talmidim sharp. That's why Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wanted to put this Mishnah in. Yeah, we find this concept, we've had this concept a number of times. Just to call you one, if you remember, the Gemara in Brachas Lama Gimel. Okay, that one is a little too far. Brachas Lama Gimel. But Brachas, sometimes people we have more of a head because we just started. Brachas Lama Gimel, the Gemara says, Ahudu Nachas Kami de Rabba. There was a chazan in Rabba Shul. V'omar. And the chazan said to Hashem while he's davening, Atah chasta kan sipar. Atah chus v'rachim aleinu. You had pity on the bird. Shiluach hakan. Have pity on us. That's right after the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to say such a thing. So Amar Rabba said, "Kamayada haitzurvei rabbanon l'ritzuyah l'mareh." Oh, what a great chazan! Rabba says he really knows how to speak talk on it. He really knows how to petition. Amar le'abaya v'amishaskenos otanan. Rabbi says, "What are you talking about? The Mishnah says you have to put him in chayrim. The Mishnah says you have to throw him out if somebody says that about kansipar or something different." V'Rabba nami l'chidude la'abaya hu debayi. Rabba only wanted to see if Abaya was on the ball. Rabbi wanted to see if Abaya was focusing and he remembered this Mishnah in Brachas. He didn't really mean it. So, l'chidu de'yudasa. And the Rambam even writes this in Hilchos Tamid Torah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tamid Torah on all the halachas about questions and answers of a Rav. What is the Talmud supposed to ask? He's not supposed to ask a question that is totally not pertinent in the middle of a shir. Says the Rambam, v'yesh l'rav lahatos es atalmidim. The Rebbe should trick the Talmidim. To sharpen them. Number one, to test them. Number two, to see if they remember and understand it. Because they're not the Rebbe Shechazer before he teaches something new. This is the Gemara. The Rambam says the Rebbe's got to play tricks sometimes. Not play tricks in order to make sure that they know what's going on. Okay, so that's the L'chadid es ha-talmidim. So here are the cases. Teishan Aris, Nidrei Kayamin. As we'll see, there are really three categories of cases. The three categories of cases are going to be about what we call Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. A girl who has a father, physically, but halachically she's not connected. The next three are going to be about an actual Yesoma. The last three are going to be about a Bogeris. Three cases. So here we go. First three cases about Yesoma B'chaye Ha'av. Number one, Bogeris v'hi Yesoma. A Bogeres is a Yesoma, B'chaye Ha'av, right? A Bogeres is 12 and a half. She's out of the rishus of her father. She has a physical father, but the father no longer has control over her nedarim. Number two, Na'ara Ubagra, B'hi Yesoma. She is a Na'ara, and then she becomes a Bogeres. You could say she makes a neder when she is a Na'ara. The father didn't say a word. And she now becomes a Bogeres. And she's that also Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. The father has no longer Rishus. Number three, Nara Shalobagra B'hi Yisoma. If you have a Nara, she's not a Bogaris, but she's a Nesua. She's a Nesua. She was married, so now also she's a Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. That's the first three. That's Yisoma B'chai Ha'av. Next three are actual Yisoma. Bogaris, Umesavia. So there are two reasons. Two reasons why her father can't do it. Number two, or number five. Na'ara Bogeres Umesavia. She was a Na'ara that turned into a Bogeres and her father died. Number six, Na'ara Shalobagra, a plain Na'ara Umesavia and her father died. Again, all these two could play Na'ara, play Bogeres, or a Na'ara that became a Bogeres. That's the second category. Third category, this category is the Bogeris category, 7, 8, and 9. Nara Shemesa Viha, Umi Shemesa Viha Bagra. This is the actual Yosoma, the Bogeris cases. Nara, whose father died, and then she became a Bogeris. So again, two reasons why, the nether is out of the control of the father. Again, she made a nether after her father died, then she made a nether, and then she becomes a Bogeris. Or, case 8, Bogeris via Kayam, she's a Bogeris, and she makes a nether. So she's out of the control of the father. Na'ara, Bogeris via Kayam. If she's a Na'ara, and then she makes a nether, then she becomes a Bogeris. Via Kayam, again, similar to the cases that we had earlier, but it repeats it because, so 9 cases, which are really 3 categories, all these cases, the woman has the Nara / Bogeres, has no, the father is out of the picture, he cannot be made for. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds on or argues, one of the two, adds on a 10th case. Afa Mesi Bito Aktana, if also a father who marries off his Ketana daughter, Vinis Almana Onis Garsha, and then she becomes an Almana or Gerishin, Vichazra Etzlo Adayin Hinara. And she goes back to him, and she is still a Nara. Unclear what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. What is he saying? Telling you a case? Is he telling you an even? So the Tiferes Yisrael here, if you're looking at post Tupshatim, we'll just do the first one. The Tiferes Yisrael says that Rabbi Yehuda is adding on another case that he cannot be made for. Even if she was a Ketana when she got married, and she's a Nara when she's getting divorced. So you might think there, she was so little when she got married. She was totally in the rishus of the father. She's still a Nara, which, let's say, theoretically, if she would never have gotten married, she would be in the rishus of the father still. So maybe there the father would have rishus. She could go back to the rishus of the father. That's how you read the Mishnah. The Chazra is slow. She physically returns back to him. She's going to go back to live with him, and she's still a Nara. Even in that case, Rabbi Yehuda holds, the father cannot be made for. The Tzitzit quotes another pshat that maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying that he can be made for in this kind of case. But that's the Gemara is going to assume that there's an argument here between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, either a bigger chiddush or totally arguing that he can be made for in a certain case. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That last case is only Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Aval Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say no. Shalosh Naros, Tidriyam Kayamin, Bogeres, Viyasoma Bachayav. Those are the 3 categories. The Chachamim say only the first 9 cases, not the 10th case. What's the chiddush? Don't we see that in the Mishnah? We see it's Rabbi Yehuda, and we see it's the Chachamim. So again, the Tiferes Yisrael says, no, you might have thought that who's usually the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda? Usually, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. So you might have thought the first 9 cases are Shitas Rabbi Meir, and there will be a Machlokes one-on-one, who do we Paskin like? That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, it's the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan are a majority, and we Paskin like the Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Okay, Masnis. Next Mishnah. Konim she'eninen la'aba la'avicha im osa ani apicha. Woman says, I'm not allowed to get benefit from my father or your father if I listen to you, if I do work for you. Meaning talking to your husband. If I do work for you, I can't get benefit from my father. Or, she'eni nehenis l'cha imosa ani al-piyabo, va'al-piyabicho, the opposite. I can't get benefit from you if I listen to the father or the father-in-law. In both those cases, hareza yafer. Both those cases, the husband can be made for. The Ran explains that the seifa is an even bigger chiddush. In the resha, in the first case, what'd she say? She said, I can't get benefit from my father if I listen to you. So right now she's in a major bind, because whatever she does, it's a problem. Right? Let's say she listens to the husband. So then she can't get benefit from her father. So it's a nether she'elini nefesh. Let's say she doesn't listen to the husband. Then it's also Dvarim Shebein Olavina. Either way, there's a problem here. So the Ran says, you could say it's as if the nether was chal already. And that's why you can be made for. That's one level of a chiddush. But even in the seifa, what's the seifa case? She says, if I don't listen to them, I can't get benefit from you. So don't listen to them. So don't listen to the father-in-law. Big deal. So it's not vada that is going to happen. She has a way out, and yet that's the chiddush. The hafara can still occur. Look at the 4th medium line of the Ran. Kamashmalan, even in that case. Kivan, Tetilta, Tsnoa, Bedavar, Shehi, Asuya, Lavar, Alav. Since it's very probable that she's going to violate, she actually Isha, Shetamad, Asmash, Lotasa, Lo'aviv, Lo'aviv. It's impossible. She's ever going to listen to her father, to her father-in-law. So you can be made for it. You can be made for it, even though it wasn't Chal yet. And even though it's not Vadi that it's going to be Chal. But still, it's probable that she's going to violate. So that's why the Mishnah says you can even be made for in that case. Brisa, the Brisa, four more lines, has a similar case, but it's a machlokas. Tanya. She'ini nana la'abul avicha mani osel aficha. That's the case of our Mishnah. I can't get benefit from my father if I listen to you. So Rabbi Nasan Amar lo yafer. Rabbi Nasan argues with our Mishnah, you cannot be made for that case. V'chachamim Amar miyafer, you can be made for. Why can't you be made for? We'll see in a minute. So let's just say Rabbi Nasan, why can't you be made for? Because let's do the both cases first. Netula animena yehudim im misham shatech. I am usher to get benefit from anybody in the world if I'm mishamish with you, she says to her husband. Reb Nasan Omer Yafer, V'chama Omer Yafer. Again, in that case, same machlokas, period. I guess we'll have to explain these two cases tomorrow, what the chiddush is, but just as a word, the Ran says the first case is a chiddush according to the Rabbanon, the second case is a chiddush according to Reb Nasan. But from tomorrow, we'll hopefully explain it, and we'll also talk about a neder, where somebody makes a neder to learn all of Shas. Tomorrow's daf. Okay. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Fuchs family, Lezecha Nishmas Chaim Yitzchak ben Yosef Yehuda.